Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Pick up the paper, turn on the TV, and someone pretending to know what they're talking about will be telling us what to eat and what not to eat. I remember 30 years ago when I was Secretary of Agriculture, a number of food experts were waving their arms and screaming, "We shouldn't eat bacon because it's a carcinogen. And don't eat butter. It's bad for you. Margarine is so much better." But today, they say, well, butter's good and margarine's, well, not so good. Today, the volume of sound about what to eat and what not to eat is deafening. They want to label everything, not just food sold in supermarkets, but also in the restaurants. The consumer has a right to know. Okay. With the growing obesity problem, knowing the number of calories in a serving can be useful. However, there's so much information and talk that I think the consumer is confused and consequently isn't going to listen to anything. Recently, the World Health Organization, Agency for Research on Cancer, came out with a report stating that processed meat is a carcinogen. Did you know that this same international organization previously had also classified coffee, sunlight, alcoholic beverages, and being a barber as carcinogenic? I have my marching orders now. I'm not going to be a barber. I should stay inside, out of the sun, and I can't have a beer or a glass of wine and no coffee, and of course, no red meat. That's a safe thing to do. And here's what the National Pork Producers President, Dr. Ron Prestige, a veterinarian and pork producer from South Carolina, had to say, and I quote, "My mother told me everything in moderation. She was very smart, and smart people know that you don't eat a pound of anything every day. So take this report with a grain of salt, but not too much salt because that would be bad for you," end of quote. The World Health Organization's report has been met with some skepticism and criticism. WHO has now moved to clarify their directive. They say it's okay to eat that hot dog, bacon, and burger. Just don't eat too much. I think we already knew that. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.